You've been able to play some good games lately. Have you found any opponent who's like proper smart?
Smart?
I mean that kind of opponent that you cannot play easy, that you're gonna have to like scratch your head.
Is it? Smart. Is it smart? Great date card.
No, I mean for the playing chess. Have you find some good opponent to play chess?
Yeah, I'm alone because my big friend, who is he's fat and his weight. Do you know what is no weight? Not to weight, but yeah, exist adjective to weight and exist some no kaalu.
Ah, yeah, I know. Carlos, yeah. Wait, yeah. Just
yeah. He weighed two times me.
Mm-hmm.
2 times me, and I'm 60. Look, 2 times me. You understand?
So, yeah.
His weight is big, but he won't play chess.
Ah, but he's really good on chess, eh?
No.
That's what I'm trying to think of. Have you find any player that is like you know you know this is a good saying this. You can only get better if you play with a more smarter opponent than yourself.
I see. Alright.
Then the cat just shed inside the cat just shed inside the box, and it's a really small shed, but smells so strong. Entire house smells like shit.
I invite you tomorrow. Yes, I think tomorrow in pizzeria. If I got some coins from government.
Ah, you get every month some, yeah.
It is.
You lucky.
I'm look advanced citizen.
Yeah, but for me they don't give anything. I know, that sucks. Because you know, if you have at least you know whatever, even 60 euros every month, it's good, because you know when something really need you have. But if you never get anything, then it's really sick. And I'm thinking maybe I go to one Russian. What is the thing? What is like a church, but it's not a church. You know the big place where a lot of people can sleep inside. What is its name? Like a kloster. Eesti keeles a kloster.
Monastery,
yeah. It's that kind of place, and I'm thinking maybe if I'm lucky, I go there, and maybe we can stay in the monastery, and maybe I can speak with some philosopher people or some religious people about some serious things. But because you know I'm living in the countryside, and the only people here are normally like this heartbroken post-Soviet Estonian people or anarchists, and they don't want to talk about anything what I want to talk about.
they are at the moment anarchists.
Like, you know, the normal normal foreign Estonian people from Soviet time, you know, they're like...
Capitalists, bad people, they're totally greedy people, but if he's offering some coins, he says, oh, look, coins.
Like, you know, when I'm telling some people, like I was telling some people, that I don't have, like, long time, no money or nothing, something, and these people want to, that I come to start to make this business with them. But the business is that I have to work for free, and then maybe I start to get some money. And but they are like already supposed to have a lot of money, yeah? So I'm telling them, like, you know, I have like many years with no money. And they're looking at me, wow, this is really nice. Oh, this is not nice, it's really bad. but they're looking like, yeah, you're doing really interesting thing without money. Yeah, good luck with that. but they never was never was thinking like to asking me like, hey, is it hard or is it not hard, you know? Do you need some money? They not ask that. So yeah, it was like they're thinking it's like some kind of they think some people who have a lot of money, they think the people don't have money, they a lot of time like choose, like, you know, if you, for example, if you keep yourself clean, like you, so you don't look like a drug addict, yeah, and talk with the people who's rich, and if you tell them you have no money, they think you have, you want not to have money, and they just are looking at you like, oh, you're doing interesting thing. It's like, it's like, good luck with that. I'm like, fuck. So, but how, what else could? What?
Alright, thank you for the calling and true story and jokes. And God bless you this evening. And I wish you sleep well on a soft pillow.
Oh, but you still have the. I just want to make sure you still have the place for staying in the night time, yeah. Or do you not have?
Today's complicated, because stepfather says products I should buy myself. Ha ha.
What kind of product?
Eating products to buy myself.
Yeah, I mean, that's no. I mean, my father threw me out in home, and he was like, wanted I work for free for him, and even that was still not good, because he was, my father was like, he then physically like hit me if I, that's why I'm not even want to call him before. I have some real money because he don't wanna listen me, even talk with me too much if I don't have
right.
Normal job.
Alright, I wish you God bless. And
but do you want to come
night,
to this place where I am?
Pillow.
If you can come here before it's easy, because I have this food, you know, I have this like simple food like macarons and oats and things like that. I mean, it's not expensive food, but it's still better than nothing. But it's possible. I mean, I don't have normal bed because the government take my bed away. So, but there is, I mean, still better than nothing. You can think out something, and you can. But it's,
I wish you
but it's complicated to come here.
And good dreams.
Because I can leave you keys, and you can maybe sit a bit if you. But it's hard to come here, you know. You have to come from Lihula, and then it's 20 kilometers more. So think about it if you think it out. that if you need to come to visit, because sometimes you can come to visit, because but I'm maybe going for 2 days, I'm going to Lithuania. So this monastery. But tell to your father that you really try. Just look it in the eye and telling you really, really try. Never start to argue with the father in that topics when they start to tell you about money that you do wrong. Never, ever start to tell that you not do wrong, because then they're getting really mad, you know.
I love you, and I wish you good dreams, and
but you stay Hello? In good spirit, okay?
Hello.
Yeah. You stay in good spirit, okay? And I can give you one number, and you can sleep in that place in night time today if you want. Do you want? It's in the Kalamaja.
Hello.
Yeah. She's a woman, speaks Russian, and she lives in Kalamaja.
Seriously, I'm speaking with you like with a friend. Yeah, at evening because I'm tired. I sleep already.
But yeah, that's the thing. When you get 100 euros per month, that actually lasting for food for almost two months. If you buy correct food, because you have to always learn the plan, you know, not because free money is really hard to not waste it. But yeah, just say sorry also to the father and be like really, really, or stepfather and just be really humble, you know.